Good evening, everyone. This is Virginia, and it really is such a thrill to be able to be with you on this first of our group call. And tonight it's all about the cranial bones. And we're going to go in. Now, don't forget, too, this is just it's about you as much as it's about me. So if you don't put your hand up and if you don't ask questions, then, you know, we can't really get to what you need to happen for today. All right. So today's all about the cranial nerves. And believe you me, these are so important. And the more I get to know about them, the more that I am just blown away by what they do. And a lot of you will probably find when we go through this that you can resonate with these cranial nerves. All right. So what are they? They are pairs of nerves that connect your brain to different parts of your head, your neck, and your trunk. And there are 12 in the right hemisphere, and there are 12 in the left hemisphere. And each of them is named for their function or their structure. Now, as each nerve is numbered from 1 through to 12, this represents where they are situated in the brain. So say, for instance, cranial nerve number 1, that's right in the front of your brain. And then as it goes back to 12, it's at the back of your brain, okay? As they say, it's a nerve. So there we go. Now, their functions, of course, usually categorized as being either sensory or motor. This is quite important. So sensory nerves are those involving your senses, right? And we all know what those are. Smell, taste, touch, and sight. Now, the motor nerves control the movement and the function of muscles or the glands in our bodies. You start with the very first one, which is the olfactory nerve. Now, this olfactory nerve is really, really important because being number 1, it's very strategically placed, of course, in the front. And what does it do? So the smell cells in the nose are linked to the limbic system. And this is really important. A lot of you know, those that I have already worked with, you know that we talk about PTSD, and a lot of you have PTSD, and that's where it lies, in the limbic system. Now, what it does is it links to emotion, your behavior, and long-term memory. So how this particular olfactory nerve works in your body, it's completely different from all the others because it goes straight to the limbic system. It doesn't bypass or anything else. Now, that being said, it is when you have an issue, a traumatic issue that's happened in your life where you can remember smell. Something was a smell that you remembered. When you smell that smell again, that will be re-triggered. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Has anyone had this? Okay, if you will understand, if anyone has had this issue happen to them, where a smell will bring up some kind of remembrance from, it doesn't have to always be a tragic one. It means it could be something good as well. You remember maybe your mother's perfume, you know, some smell about your mother. And this is lovely, but that particular itch, that particular nerve, the olfactory nerve, is very, very strong in our makeup, right, as humans. And that's why, because smells trigger episodes in our lives. The next one that we, number 2 in the whole hierarchy of the cranial nerves, is the sensory nerve that involves vision. This is the optic nerve. A lot of you have heard about optic nerve. You know, we all know about this, about the optic nerve. Now, so what happens is when light enters your eyes, it comes into contact with special receptors called in the retina. These are called rods and cones. So basically what happens is the rods are really specialized for black and white or night vision, and the cones are involved with color vision. So whenever you have an issue like that with colors or, you know, with vision, that's coming from that optic nerve. All right? Now, the other particular nerve, number 3, I beg your pardon, is called the ocular motor nerve. Now, this has two functions. Again, here we're talking about ocular motor. The muscle function helps your eyes fix and focus on objects. So this brings your focus into scrutiny here. So this is what the ocular motor nerve does. It makes you concentrate and brings your vision, you know, the clarity of your vision on objects. And then the pupil response, which is the other part of this oculomotor nerve, helps to in the control of the size. Remember how you people, the more light we get, the the size of the pupils change? Well, that's what that's about. That's that particular nerve that controls that. Now, interestingly enough, this nerve originates in the front pane part of your midbrain. Now, a lot of you might have heard me talk about midbrain when we were, when we are doing a session, a one-on-one, or you've heard me talk about the midbrain, or you've seen the MP3s on midbrain. Really, really important part. You imagine it, midbrain meaning right in the middle of your brain. Now, this is where the majority of these cranial nerves come out of. And it's very protected in that part of your brain. All right? And yet still, it gets damaged, not because it's in that part, but because it comes out from those parts of your brains. And as a consequence, if your cranial bones have been shifted, and a lot of us have had our cranial bone shifted, that will impact on the nerves. You can imagine, if those nerves are crunched, like anything else, if your spine, something in your spine or in your legs are giving you a problem, that's usually because there's been an impingement, like the sciatic nerve. Same thing happens in your brain, right? The number four nerve is called the trochlear nerve. Now, this one controls the superior oblique muscle. What that means is that this is responsible for the upward and the downward and the inward eye movement. So I don't know whether any of you played around when you were kids of being cross-eyed. You've got your eyes across the middle of your nose there. Well, that's that particular nerve. And, all of these nerves are there for a reason, right? So, and yet some people have those that particular nerve not working at its optimum. Okay. Now, this particular nerve also comes from the midbrain, right? So here we go with the midbrain again. Now, where the oculomotor came from, the front of the midbrain, this is coming from the part of the midbrain, right? All of these things are very important. There's a reason for them happening and where they come from. Now, cranial nerve number five is a trigeminal nerve. This is one of the largest of the cranial nerves and has both sensory, your senses, and it has also motor functions, which is the precise movement of muscles. So what the trigeminal nerve does is has three divisions. The ophthalmic, which is a sensory nerve, and it makes you feel, and you want to do this with your hands, the sensory information from the upper part of your face, from your forehead, including your forehead, your scalp, and your upper eyelids. If you just feel that, you can feel that sensation, yeah? So that's your trigeminal nerve is in charge of that. The other part of this trigeminal is the maxillary. And this now has the sensory input from the middle part of your brain, which includes your cheeks, your upper lip, and your nasal cavity, and all through there, right? And that's also a sensory nerve again. Now, the third part of the trigeminal is the mandibular. And the mandibular, as a lot of you know, has to do with the jaw, right? That's the part of our face that is affected by the jaw. So it has both a sensory and a motor function. And it sends sensory information to your ears, your upper lower lip, and your chin, right? It also controls the movement of muscles within your jaw and your ear, right? So this now originates from, again, the midbrain, and now we're going further back into the medulla, the part of your brain. These are all part of the brain stems, the midbrain, the pons, and the medulla, this very important part of the ER. Now let's have a look here. Number four, the fourth cranial nerve, it's called the abducens nerve. Now, this nerve controls a lot of these nerves connecting with the eyes. That's how important the eyes are in our physicality, all right? So this connects, is associated with the eye. It is the muscle that is involved in the outward eye movement. In fact, you know, girls, as we're talking about this, just try that. Just look around the outside of your eyes, you know, straight on a level, straight, you go up and down, just looking forward, and then you do your eyes to the right, and you send your eyes to the left. And just get a feel. Does this feel, do you get the same periphery vision when you go on the right or on the left? Just get the feel, all right? And you may be surprised, because until such time as our attention is brought to something specifically like this, we just, we don't realize, okay? So it might be interesting for you to get a feel of how good or otherwise that sideward glance is for you, all right? Now this nerve is coming from the pons. Remember I talked about the pons? That's in the middle of the brain, so that of the brain stem. So that's coming from that particular area. Now the next cranial nerve is the facial nerve, all right? So in this case, it is both a sensory and a motor function again. This time it includes muscles used for your facial expressions, you know, like when you laugh and when you smile, when you frown, when you scowl, you know, any of those things. So these particular muscles are cranial nerves are involved in all of that. Also some of the muscles in your jaws, not of all of them. It also provides a sense of taste for most of your tongue. All right, these things are so important, and like this is part of who we are, and yet we don't even know what they are there for, and that they even exist. And yet we know these parts of our body, or our face, are actually, you know, we can taste, we can feel that the taste of that, whatever it is, on the tongue. And then you'll find that there are others that have a sensation for the back of the tongue as well. Now, they also supply the glands in your head or your neck area, such as your salivary glands, and your tear-producing glands. Right? Very, very important, these. So all of these things are happening. This is all voluntary. We don't even have to think about these things happening. And this is all coming from the cranial nerves. How amazing our brain. What incredible creatures are we with this kind of makeup from source. It's just incredible. It also communicates sensations from the outer parts of your ear, right? And then it also originates in the pons area of the midbrain, okay? The stem, brain stem. Now we come now to number 8, which is called now we start to get some of these big names, okay? So this particular one is called the vestibulocochlear nerve. Now, this is in two parts, and you'll see when the division happens here. This involves your hearing and your balance, girls, okay? Hearing and balance. Very, very important. So the cochlea, as you know, this is about the detecting vibrations and the sound that gives you the hearing, okay? The loudness and the pitch in your hearing. And the vestibular portion, of course, is all about the linear, the rotational movement of your head. And it's used to adjust your balance and your equilibrium. You know, sometimes when we feel that we're not quite right and we're feeling sort of off balance and or dizzy perhaps, and or we have an issue with our equilibrium, vertigo and that type of thing, well, this is that nerve that is part of that. The cochlear and the vestibular portions, the cochlea starts, they start in different areas actually. It starts in the area of your brain called the inferior cerebellar peduncle, and the vestibular again, begins in the pons and the medulla. Always going back to the brainstem, yeah? Neela says, when we looked left, I felt dizzy. This could be connected to medulla function. Indeed. Yes, Neela. Yes, Nina. Okay. Thank you for putting that in there, because no one else has said anything. So it would be very, very good if anyone also felt the issues to write in the chat. You felt any dizziness or any, you know, feeling of being off, right? Now, the number nine nerve is the glossopharyngeal nerve. Again, this nerve has both motor and sensory functions, so including sending sensory information from your sinuses, all right, the back of your throat, the parts of your inner ear, and here we go with the back part of your tongue. Not only does it send information, but it also is a sense of taste from the back part of your tongue, and also stimulates the voluntary movement of a muscle in the back of your throat called the sylopharyngeus muscle. All right, so that stimulates that in the back of your throat. So this particular nerve originates now in your brainstem, that part called the medulla, which we spoke about before. It eventually extends into your neck and into your throat region. Okay, so these nerves are all over our bodies. Our bodies are just a complex system and weave of nerves. Right? And you know, you can imagine that as we go through life, and the damage that we take on these nerves, and why we have these issues that we find, whether it's eyesight issues, hearing, balance, any of those things, taste. And they're quite devastating. Pat says, is my balance affected by nerve 8 or more related to my arches of the feet? I can't tell you that right now because we're, you know, got all these people. We can't do individual things like this. So as much as I'd like to, I can't tell you that right now. Wendy says, when I look from left to right, it felt like eye muscles loved the stretch. Brilliant. This is it, you see. If we can get into the habit of stretching the eyes, you know, how we go around and, you know, down and sideways and up and so that's stretching the muscles, that's giving your muscles the workout that it needs. Because so many of us, we're sitting in front of computers, our eyes are just straight ahead. So the muscles aren't getting used like it should do. And then you can take the visual and do it the other way. So clockwise and then anti-clockwise and up and down, side to side and oblique-wise as well. So thanks for that, Wendy. Brilliant. Ursa says, can a feeling of throat pressure come from there? Very much so, Italy, yes. There's so much, we're such complex beings. There's so many things that go into all of these different things that happen to different people. I would definitely, because I think I'm getting here that it's throat pressure. In your case, it's a muscle issue here for you, all right? Nina says, which nerve would affect the back of the scalp right above the brainstem? We're getting there, Nina, okay? We're getting there. So that's the glossopharyngeal nerve, and it has all of those issues and places that it affects in our bodies. Now, our beautiful and favorite nerve of all, of course, and everybody knows about this one, is the vagus nerve, okay? This is nerve number 10, and it is both sensory and motor. Now, it includes communicating sensations from your ear canal, so that's way inside your ear, and parts of your throat. Here again, you see where not one nerve has any one function. They work together as a combination. They collaborate, right? So different nerves have different parts of the canal, like this one, and also the parts of the throat, as was the one that just was before. Now, the vagus nerve, as we know, wanders all the way down through the body, and it goes and connects into the various organs. Lungs A lot of you that have done a private session with me, you know, we talk about this, your lungs, your kidneys, your heart, the intestines, these are all part of that, and also the throat, okay? Here we go. It allows motor control of muscles in your throat. The throat is so important. Like, you know, we just don't realize just how much is tied up with the throat and with the cranial nerves. Marty says, is it possible to hear clear a noise in the middle ear that occurs 24/7? Oh, not sure about that. Don't know, Marty. I'd love to say yes, darling, but don't know, have enough information. Beth, would these affect tinnitus at all? I have a pounding in my right ear. You know, I wish I had the magic wand for tinnitus, girls and boys that are on this. I really do. I think there's a lot of has to do with sound. There are some people that use sound for healing the tinnitus. It is something that I would really love to do, and I'll look into it more, but at this stage I'm not saying that I can help with tinnitus at all. If there's a combination of dizziness and almost like a, I don't understand that one, Nina. How does one get their frontal lobe to function again? Good question, Marcy. Is there an issue with your frontal lobe? I don't know. We'd have to go in and check it out. Neela Madden, close to fainting sensation. What is that tied to? I would definitely say that's the midbrain, Neela. Midbrain, and that would have to be had a look at closer. Sylvana says, my mum says that she's got crickets chirping in her ear. Oh, bless her heart. A cranial nerve issue. That sounds like tinnitus to me, Sylvana. Yeah. Thank you. I forgot, Sylvana, you and your mum are on board too, aren't you? Lovely. And Carol's here. So some of the people came in afterwards. Mahendra, Eileen Hickens, Valerie. Welcome, Valerie. Welcome to all that came on board afterwards, Michelle. And Pat, I think, came in afterwards as well. Okay, so vagus nerve, very, very important. Now we know it also stimulates the muscles of the organs in your chest and in your trunk, okay, so the whole of your trunk of your body, including those that move the food through your digestive tract. So this is peristalsis, as it affects the peristalsis movement of digestion in your digestive system. And it also provides a sense of taste near the root of your tongue. So you're talking way down in the back, right? Again, here we go with the tongue. A very, very important organ. And even I must admit, and I will tell you, I didn't expect how important it is, the tongue. Well, when you think about it, that's the place where we're always swallowing from, isn't it? It's the place that works, the tongue works when we talk. So this constant part of our anatomy that's always in action, right? If we're not talking, we're eating, we're swallowing something, whether it's drink or food. So the poor tongue is always getting a workout. So is it any wonder that it's so important there? So out of all the cranial nerves, the vagus nerve has the longest pathway, as we know, and it extends from your head all the way to your abdomen and originates in the medulla. Now, this is the gut-brain connection that we all understand now. I don't think we knew very much about the brain and gut connection, you know, 5 years ago. I don't think it was very prevalent, but it sure is now. We know more and more about the gut-brain connection, and we know how the gut-brain connection can cause a lot of fog and distress in the brain, yeah? Most important. Now, the vagus nerve number 11, this is really an important nerve, and I'm sure a lot of you will know what I'm talking about, because this motor nerve, again, it's a motor nerve, it controls the muscles in your neck, right? And these muscles allow you to rotate, flex, to extend your neck and, who's doing what and showing us there. Okay, you are showing, you're sharing your screen with us, my dear. Can you please come out of that? Okay, if you can hear me, you're sharing your screen. Can you delete? Yep, go out of it. Just open, yep, thank you. No. If you can go out and come back in again, that would be good. Okay. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness me. Thank you. Hurrah. Okay, back to normal. So those that, you know how we feel that tension in your neck, girls and boys, all that tension, that's all part of this particular nerve called the accessory nerve, right? It has two parts to it, the spinal and cranial. So the spinal portion obviously originates in the upper part of your spinal cord, which is right next to, comes right next to the medulla, all right? So you've got the midbrain, the pons, the medulla oblongata, which is where the vagus nerve goes into, and then right in connected into all of this, all of those nerves come back up through the spinal cord and go down your spine. So that's that one. And then the cranial verse starts in your medulla, and yet the spinal one starts in the at the beginning of the spine, which is really six of one half of the other, goes right next door to each other. So right now, just flex your shoulders, flip your shoulders up and down, and back and forward, and around, and you'll get a feeling of what it is that those beautiful nerves do for you. Okay, you probably have to. I also don't see any pictures. I don't understand, Mahendra. What are you talking about, pictures? There are no pictures. All you're seeing is the what everybody's in the front here. No, I'm not doing a screen share, Mahendra. No. Ursa says, does this relate to pain in both shoulders when sleeping on them or lift things and the hands and the fingers going numb? That's definitely your nerves, Ursula. When the hands and fingers go numb, that's definitely nerves, all right? And they're coming all the way out through your shoulders and down into your arms as they are from your spinal cord and down into your feet and your toes when we have issues there. No, Mahendra, I'm not doing a screen share. Sorry, me. Okay, so now, last and not least of all of those 12 is the hypoglossal nerve. And this is responsible for the movement of most of the muscles in your tongue. Here we come again with the tongue. It starts in the medulla and moves down into the jaw where it touches the tongue and reaches the tongue. So it's fascinating. There was a lot of emphasis in these nerves on the eyes, and there's a lot of nervous emphasis on these nerves around the tongue, okay, the throat area. And the more and more that I understand about the throat, the more I understand how important it is. And I'm sure there's a lot of you on this call that know what I'm... here I go. Know what I'm talking about. And you always hear me, my voice sounds really strange when I come up against a lot of negative energy, yeah? So we have about 5 minutes for questions. If anyone wants to unmute themselves, please do so. A Q&A, anyone have any questions about what we just spoke about? And also, does anyone have any understanding now that we've gone through this of where you think you may have a cranial nerve? Tap in the tap if you wish to. It's question and answer, so unless you want me to just go into meditation where we're going to ask to clear all the stuff. Is that better? You want me to just do that? Neela says yes.
If you have a chronic rash at the back of your scalp, you know, right above the brainstem, would that be a cranial nerve issue?
No, yeah. No.
Yeah, it would not? Like no. Inflamed nerves, no?
Okay. No, Not that.
No.
Not really, no. That's a minor understanding. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So hang on. High pressure in my ear and effect on my brain. Yes, definitely, my dear. Definitely, Suzanne. What nerve is involved regarding PTSD again? We talked about the first nerve. It's not really, it's nothing to do with PTSD. No, let me just rephrase that. It's the smell, the very first nerve of all, which is the olfactory nerve. Okay. And that the reason that it's connected into the limbic brain, that's where the PTSD is. Right? That's the only really correlation for PTSD and the your nerve. Okay. Thanks, Wendy. And Ursa says, yeah, I now understand it's my nerves. Thank you. So yes, it is, darling. What about the heart? Carol, I don't understand. What about the heart, darling? What causes intracranial pressure? When we have our cranial bones are out, when they have been stressed. So it's like if you have a look at those, for want of a better word, I'm looking at a jigsaw puzzle. And if a jigsaw puzzle, because in the skull, is different sections, as you know. And when you look at the skull, it's got all these different sections. So what happens is, if there's been an impact, if there's been an impact on the skull in any way, those bones will come together. They will crush together, and that's intracranial. All right, and that's where it can impact on the nerves. Thank you for that question. Thank you, Wendy. No worries. Yes, hypertension, be related to nerve issue. Hypertension actually. Beth, thank you for the question. It's in the medulla. That's the part that holds the hypertension. So, and again, I'm going back to Carol mentioned the heart. It's all to do with the heart and the lungs. The heart and the lungs work together. And the nerves, that hypertension coming out of the medulla, that's where it's housed, so to speak. So if there's an issue with the hypertension, it's coming from that particular part of the midbrain. Does that make sense to you, Donna? Carol, we talked about, you're asking about how it affects the nerves, and that's what we talked about before. And I think we spoke about it on your call with me, how the heart and the lungs work together. And guess what that is? That's the vagus nerve, all right? That's the vagus nerve coming down through there, and of course it connects into all the organs as it meanders through the body. Beth, thank you. Good, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, so let's do some quick work here as we go into a meditation, if everybody's ready for that. And you know, I always get you to put your hands across your heart center. Now, when do you say about scoliosis? That's not my understanding. Because the scoliosis is the formation of the spine, the way the spine is formed. Okay, and scoliosis can be genetic as well, very, very much so, runs through families. So just before we start, I would like you to take a moment, get your body nice and comfortable in your chair or wherever it is you find yourself. Where you're relaxing somewhere, and close your eyes, connect into your physical body and your brain. Close your eyes, connect into your physical body and your brain, and your spine. Connecting to your brain and your spine right now. Just tune into that place. And on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 being that you're finding no issues at all to do with your cranial nerves, and 10 being they're the worst for you right now. you can feel that there's something not right. And of course, you know that it could be somewhere in between. So just memorize that number and remember it for when we come out at the other end of this meditation. So we will check again at the end of the meditation. You may want to write it down on a piece of paper or just memorize it, all right? And let's get really comfortable. Adjust yourself on your seat or your resting place. And closing your eyes, cross your hands over the middle of your chest. Take your focus deep down behind your hands. And each time you do that, and each time we take a breath, drop your focus deeper and deeper behind your hands into your beautiful divine heart center. All of your thoughts and your feelings your focus, your breathing, your actions are focused on this place behind your hands. You'll take three deep belly breaths now, breathing through your nose, in through your nose, filling up your belly all the way out, pushing it all the way out, and then slowly breathe out through your mouth, long and slow. And dropping your focus down deeper and deeper behind your hands. Another deep breath in through your nose. Long and slow out through your mouth. Dropping down behind your beautiful sacred heart. Deep breath in through your nose, belly out. And long breath out through your mouth. We ask now to be connected to the triple heart, which is the golden shaft that runs all the way from the heart of source, your own divine heart, and down to the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. Now this golden shaft runs all the way down through your core. And when it appears, it is the most beautiful healing light. See that golden shaft now expand out all the way outside of you until it encompasses your entire divine energy matrix. The golden shaft surrounds your energy matrix now, including your entire auric field. It cleanses, heals, purifies, balances, and releases all energy. It is not of love throughout your entire energy bodies. All of your auric field, sending out all negative energies, negative thought forms, negative according both to and from others. And all of your chakras as well. All of the chakras in the front of your bodies. And all the chakras on the back of your bodies. Now we're calling on everyone, I am present. Be present at this time. To help you with the integration of all of the healing that is needed. And we particularly ask that all entities are released at this time. Woof. Now the very first nerve that we will clear is the olfactory nerve, which we know responsible for smell. We've been asked that it targets the limbic area and the limbic brain for all those who have trauma and PTSD in their lives. Doing that now. And healing the cranial nerve. We now go to the second cranial nerve, the optic nerve, and we ask its role in the vision, whatever disruption there is to do with the old optic nerve, we ask it to be reinstated back to its perfect role now. Entire brain. Now go to cranial nerve number 3, the oculomotor nerve, which controls the movement of the eyeballs and the eyelids. Clearing that now. Bringing perfect healing to cranial nerve number 3. We're looking now at cranial nerve number 4. Which is involved in the movement of the eyes. We ask that all issues pertaining to this nerve are cleansed, healed, purified, balanced, and released of all energies that are not of love, and healing to 100% to its optimum healthy state. We're now looking at number 5, the trigeminal nerve. The function of including chewing and facial sensations. And we ask for complete cleansing, healing, purifying, releasing, and balancing of all energies to do with this nerve. And that perfect healing. Is put back. Often health of a geminal nerve now. You need more issues. Looking into cranial nerve number 6, the adjacent nerve. And again, this involves the eye movement, and all those that are needing this particular nerve, the yield, we ask for that healing now. Oh. Call on the cranial nerve number 7. Which is the facial nerve that controls taste and facial expressions. We ask that this particular nerve is brought back to its full 100% function now. We now call on the cranial nerve number 8, which is the vestibular cochlear nerve, and it's responsible for our hearing and our balance. Oh, and we ask for proper hearing, purifying, releasing, and balancing of all these energies that are not of love in this particular nerve from both sides of the brain. Oh. We ask that it would be brought back 100% fully healed. Now, now connecting to cranial nerve number 9, which is to do with the saliva, the taste, and the swallowing again. We asked the cleanse, we'll purify, release, and balance the energy, said, not enough. No. Within this cranial nerve. And we ask for 100% healing of cranial nerve number 9. Reset in place now. We're now touching on cranial nerve number 10, the vagus nerve. And we all know what that nerve is about. Master cleanse, heal, purify, release, and balance all energies and none of love. Oh, to do with the vagus nerve. Yeah. And ask for 100% healing from the vagus nerve now. Looking at vagus nerve number 11, which is the nerve that moves the necks, the shoulders and the neck action. We ask to cleanse, heal, purify, release and balance all of these energies. Oh, if you're not a flood. Oh, all the tension that everybody's holding in that part of them. We ask that be released as well. Oh. And we ask for 100% healing for accessory nerve number 11, cranial nerve number 12. Again, controlling speech, tongue, and swallowing. May I ask? Cleansing, purifying, releasing, and balancing of all energies and love, love. Ah, from this particular cranial nerve. For all that needed. And we ask for 100% healing for that particular nerve now. Sit in place, thank you. Now, lastly, we're going to target the entire brain, every nerve therein, and all the parts pertaining to the brain, the brainstem, the midbrain, the pons and the medulla. Clearing out every part of the midbrain now. Seeing and feeling this beautiful crystal waterfall coming down through your brain and flushing out all of those parts of the brain, that midstem, all of the cranial nerves, all the endocrine glands are being washed through now. Three brains within the main brain, the reptilian brain, the limbic brain, and the cerebral cortex. The corpus callosum. Occiput, which is the vision part of your brain. The Broca and Wernicke areas, which are the speech part of your brain. All the ventricles. The cerebral spinal fluid being topped up and hydrated and flowing with ease and grace, downloading all the minerals, nutrients needed by the cerebral spinal fluid now, connecting in the circle of Willis, clearing out all obstructions there, allowing the flow of blood and oxygen to absolutely fills through the veins and the arteries unhindered, bringing total clarity and focus to the brain now. Let's also connect with the entire meninges, which is the lining of the skull and which comprises many complex layers. Let's ask for healing through each one of the layers now. The somatostatin neuron in the hypothalamus, which regulates the secretion of hormones. Let's ask for a healing and balancing of that now. If anyone has a blood-brain barrier leakage, we ask for that to be repaired now. All stem cells that are needed repair the various brain issues that need to be repaired, and all damaged DNA, we ask it to be done now. Looking to now download. The necessary amounts of dopamine and serotonin needed at this time for each and everyone on this call and all those that will be listening. And let's ask now for a total realignment and expansion and freeing up of all the cranial bones. Asking for the neck bones to be adjusted, expanded, and realigned. And if anyone is subject to scoliosis, the thoracic bones as well, please. In fact, the entire spine, the lumbar and sacrum area, and the coccyx as well. Let's ask for entire realignment, as well as the unwinding of the entire spine and all the nerves and muscles, relaxing them, and all of the ligaments and tendons, relaxing the spine completely. Our spines are so badly uptight and so contracted. We ask for a complete unwinding of that now. Whew. And let it be written. So let it be done. Let us now take this time to give gratitude, love, and thanks to the source of all that is, Mother Earth, as we see and feel their energies return back to them, and give gratitude, love, and thanks to yourselves for your participation in this incredible healing as you connect and have been connected to your I Am presence. And so it is. So just come back into the room when you're ready. Take your time. And I want you to just feel, before we do, I just want you to feel this, all this energy, excess energies going down from your brain through down to your spine, down to your tailbone. From your tailbone, you can split it down both your legs, down into your feet, and through the layers of Mother Earth, all the way down, the crystalline heart, wrap your grounding cord around her and ground that excess energy all the way down. Ground that energy down through your spine and through your grounding cord. Give that excess to Mother Earth so she can use it for her own healing when she needs it. Now just see your grounding cord drop down back to the Earth Mother. It dissolves and let it go. And if anyone can remember the number, as you went into this meditation, you may have had a number about how you felt your brain was and your cranial nerves were serving or not serving you. And you may have had a number. So how does that feel now? What's the difference, if anything? Please write in the chat, or you can unmute if you wish to. Remember, there are 38 of you on this call, so be mindful of the noise factor, please. Is everybody back with me? Carol says much better overall. Thank you, Carol. Thank you for sharing that.
Hi, I just want to share my number was about 7, and it feels like a lift went down to about 1 to 1.5.
Wow, that's amazing.
It just feels like a shift, definitely.
Oh, that's really brilliant. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, darling. Thank you for sharing, too. Wow. Mahendra, yes, I felt a lot leaving. Neela, 8-4. I'm feeling dizzy. Porn, you need to ground that energy. That's why you're feeling dizzy. You just take yourself out and ground that energy, okay? Savannah, intuited 7-3 for my mother. Thank you so much. You're welcome, darling. I had no issue going in, and now I'm feeling even better. Thanks, Marcy. That's great. Helen, 7-2. Elaine, 3. Thank you. Suzanne, huge shift from 6-2. Beautiful. Valerie, my brain is all going to be brilliant. Valerie, you just found that too, darling, okay? Thank you. I've been yawning a lot. Nice one, Neela. That's a lot of that you're releasing stuff. Fawn, you need to ground that, darling, because that's what it is. It's excess energy. In the process of folding hands over my heart, my arms went numb and tingly again. Bring your final realignment. I had to move my body and arms. There's a loud crack in my neck and the numbness and tingling. Oh, my God, how wonderful, Ursula. It's beautiful. Started at 5 and now at 1. Oh, wow, that's so beautiful. Thank you, darling. Wendy, that was beautiful. My heart is full and so moved. I went from 6 to 2. I'm so grateful to you. Oh, Wendy, you're welcome, dear. Beautiful one. You really are. Michelle, 7-3. Much love. Thank you. My Silvana, and my neighbor is 10. Oh, Neela, brilliant session. Thank you so much. You're welcome, darling. Elaine, all I had, intense red hot feeling on my right ear. Sorry, say again.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I feel lightheadedness, but also more clarity.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's fine, darling. But remember, don't forget to ground, okay, everyone? If you're feeling dizzy or you're feeling lightheaded, please ground, because that's what it is. It's, the energy is very, very high. And remember...
question, or if I can email you with a question, I didn't want to take the time that I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, just email me, darling, okay? It's fine. Yeah.
Send me your email, please. I don't have it.
Who am I talking to?
This is Ilka.
Ilka, yeah. You should have had it, Ilka, when I sent you the recording. It's there.
Oh, really? The email's supposed to be there somewhere?
Huh. Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
I'll look again.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
So, hang on. I had a slight numb big toe. Helen, they're so cute. And I swear it's been freed. Seriously, girls and boys, you have no idea how these cranial nerves work in the body. You know, that just love what I just love this work. It's just so beautiful. Wendy says, Curlia's part was so touching to me. I love the words untwisting. My muscles really let go, and I had another level of letting go of ancestral chains. Well done, Wendy. Well done. Oh, wonderful, wonderful people. Thank you so very much for being part of this whole process. You know, it just is so humbling you find so much benefit that comes from this for you, all right? Remember, each and every one of you is also, you have your own team, your heart team. So they are also part of this, all right? And your I Am presence was very much the fore today. I hope people realize what the I Am presence is. If you don't, that's fine. Just look that up. I Am presence, it's really important. It's the spark of God, which is what you are, okay? Fawn, thank you so much. Very grateful. I have a very extreme head injury when I was younger, wanting to ensure that all is well 30 years later. No worries, darling. Thank you so much. Next month. Yes, Valerie, same time next month. Huh? And Silvana, much greater than you are. You're welcome, sweetie. Mahindra, this is Anita. I would actually see the word Bell's palsy and then it disappeared. Neuralgia, which then disappeared. And an aneurysm, which then just, oh my goodness. That's amazing, Anita. You are a very powerful being and it's really beautiful. You can see all that. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Mahalo, everyone. Lots and lots and lots of amazing love to you all until this time next month, okay? And we won't have the issue of daylight saving because my daylight saving comes back in on the 20th, I think, or 23rd, this month. Good night and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Anyhow.